You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. Dustin Heiner here, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just overbroke job, by investing in real estate so you never ever have to work a job again. And today, I am super pumped to bring on somebody who, after about 6 years of trying to invest in real estate, started working with me in Master Passive Income and started investing within 2 or 3 months. It's super awesome. He is going to share his story and how you can do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, hey, what's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, last week I talked a little bit about what my plan was after the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. And today I'm going to give you a little more exciting details of what we're doing as a family. So I'll give you a little more background. I was born and raised in California. My wife, born and raised in Arizona. We met, and not many people know this, so just between me and you, I'm just, you know, keep it between us. But we met on eHarmony, and praise the Lord, we've been married for almost 18 years, and May will be 18 years. So very blessed having a fifth child now, 11 years between difference between our youngest and now our new child. So we're very, very blessed to have that. But when we got married, my wife and I moved out to California, or she moved out to be with me in California for about 10 years. And then eventually my mom and stepdad had passed away. My biological dad, who's still around, he's still living in Fresno, California. Then we moved to be closer to her parents because they're getting older, you know, they're getting older, but that like almost 80 years old now. And so I figure let's get my kids around her parents for as long as possible so they can get to know them as well. So we've lived in Arizona now for 7 years. So moved from California to Arizona, lived there about 7 years. And recently, my wife and I have been talking, and I felt like the Lord is leading us in a direction of moving. And I was thinking, wow, where are we going to move to? We were thinking maybe Idaho, Wyoming, but it gets really cold in Wyoming. And I've had a lot of friends moving from California, Arizona, other places we know, to Missouri or Tennessee. And so I was like, well, we're having RubeCon in Missouri. Let's go check out Missouri. And while we're there, Tennessee is literally right there. Let's go check out Tennessee as well. And so what we did, RubeCon was 2 weeks ago, and we had RubeCon, was amazing, absolutely blast. We had close to 500 people there. It was so amazing. Everybody literally said, we're coming back, we're bringing friends. And this is one of the most life-changing events ever, which super blessing for me because that was my goal, is to help you as investors to come learn more, get connected with more people, get friends so you're not alone. So you need to come to RubeCon next year. Check the link in the description. It's an annual event. So next year, you're going to meet St. Louis one more time. Now, getting back to what we're doing, and you guys know I'm an investor. So my wife and I have been talking about moving again and finding a brand new area of the country to live in. My wife is definitely tired of the dirt and the rocks and cactus and everything like that. We want a lot of land, or a good amount of land. We also are looking for green type of environment, you know, grass and everything. And so we're thinking, let's go check out Tennessee. So right now, after RubeCon, we're taking a 2.5 week trip, driving from St. Louis, Missouri, up to Moore in Missouri with visiting friends. Just finished doing that. Now we're driving and we're in Knoxville, Tennessee now. So a couple places we're checking out: Nashville to Knoxville to in the middle, there's Cookeville, but then all around in these areas, we found some great areas that we really, really like. But here's our plan. Because I'm an investor, this is what we're doing. So the house that we are living in currently in Arizona, it is perfect for an Airbnb. And my wife and I are thinking, if we're going to move, we've never lived in Tennessee, let alone maybe visited once, but that's not enough to know if you actually love living there. So let's make money from our property as an Airbnb. And if we ever want to move back because we don't like Tennessee or whatever, it's too, you know, humid, too many bugs or whatever it might be, well, then we can have a house that we could literally move right back into. And we're not having to drive across the country with U-Haul, a huge U-Haul, semi-trailers and all that sort of stuff, because we're leaving just about everything there. Clothing and, you know, personal items we'll be taking, we could just, you know, get a trailer, attach it to both of our vehicles. We have a truck and SUV, and drive those across the country. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to leave our house set up already for Airbnb. I'm going to start making money immediately as soon as we leave, and Lord willing, as long as we can. And so drive across the country. Right now, Cookeville seems really, really nice. Knoxville seems really, really nice. We're ending up in Nashville and flying out of Nashville back to Phoenix. And so we haven't seen Nashville yet, like, you know, the outside areas, outskirts and everything. But what we're doing is not just moving here and buying a property. We don't even know where exactly we want to live, how we want to live, and all that sort of stuff. Cookeville is very beautiful. Knoxville seems to be awesome. We haven't even been to Nashville. So here's what we're doing. What our plan right now on our two-week trip is to really look for investment areas. And because it's fun, we're driving around with friends. We have friends that were literally staying in their house here in Knoxville. Actually, they stay in Lenore. Lenore, I think that's how you pronounce the city. And in that, we are looking for areas where we're going to buy for an Airbnb. So we're going to buy a house that is an Airbnb, more than likely a newer type home, and we're going to move into it and furnish it and live there at the same time, furnish it for an Airbnb, live there for 6 months, maybe a year, while we're scouting the area, feeling out if we even like Tennessee, you know, the different climates and weather and all that sort of stuff compared to Arizona, and set it up for an Airbnb so that when we do find a house that we're going to stay in that we really want to live in, I would love to get one with more land, have a forest behind us, where maybe go hunting and all that sort of stuff. That's eventually where we're going to go, but we don't know exactly where that's at yet. So the plan is leaving a house that's Airbnb, buying a new one that's going to be Airbnb as well. And then when we find a place that we want to move into, live in permanently, then we'll move out of that one, leave it as an Airbnb property, and then buy a new one. So that's the huge plan of what we are doing. And I'm super excited about this. My wife and I are super excited right now for Airbnb. It seems like Knoxville might be a better area, more densely populated. Cookeville's beautiful, but it's a smaller town. It's more of a town than a city, it seems like. I mean, definitely it's a city, but it just feels more town-ish, which is great if we want to live there permanently, which we might. Now, Knoxville, big enough city, but it's not like Nashville. I don't know because I haven't been to Nashville yet. We drove quickly through it, but it might be where Knoxville is where we're going to buy our investment property and then start building out our investment property being or multiple properties, an Airbnb business where we have, let's say, 10, 15, 20 Airbnbs in the area, create our own management company that's going to manage all these properties. Learned this a lot from my friend Kirby. He's a fantastic real estate investor. I think his podcast is Living Off Rentals. So he, you know, really good friend of mine. So anyways, I've been talking to him about how he does it and super amazing of how we can potentially move to a brand new area, figure out where we want to live, and in the same time, create an investment business in short-term properties and then create multiple. And then at the same time, we could even do midterm, 30 days, 60-day, 90-day stays where you have less turnover in the property. You don't make as much, but you still make a lot of money compared to renting it out per year. So that's the entire huge plan. We're literally sitting in the middle of it, of this two-week trip all the way through Tennessee. But we are really liking Tennessee. I mean, I wouldn't say loving yet because we've only been here about a week, but it's been absolutely fantastic. We really, really like it. So that's our plan. And I love hearing your plans of how you're investing. Reach out to me on Instagram, send me a quick DM, let me know how you're investing, what you're investing in. The Dustin Heiner, T-H-E, Dustin Heiner. You go and find me on there, send me a quick DM. I want to hear how you are investing as well. I love meeting people and seeing how they're investing. In fact, the person that I'm bringing on reached out to me on Instagram and he reached out and said, "Hey, Dustin, just from listening to your podcast, I started investing and then I got one of your courses, started investing even better. Now he's doing a phenomenal job. He's closing on more properties." But he came to RoopCon, the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. He came to the conference and we met up, gave a big hug because he's an awesome guy. And at the same time, you know, when people reach out to me, I feel, you know, listen to the podcast, I feel like, hey, we're family. Anyways, give a big hug. We had a podcasting booth there. And so I brought him on to tell his story. And he's actually been on before. And we met on, obviously, through Zoom or, you know, online. but this is a great way to hear how, you know, an update of what he's doing and even just to be able to hang out in person, which was so awesome. And on top of that, I am excited that it was about 6 years of him trying to invest in real estate, never doing it. Listen to the podcast, just like you do. Listen to the podcast every day, listen to every single episode. And then he started investing and now he's doing a tremendous job. Came to RubeCon, he's sharing all his wins. And I want you guys to get excited about what you can do in your real estate investing. The reason why I bring on other people is because, you know, I'm sharing with you, normally being a solo show, me sharing with you what I've done, all the mistakes I've made, all the wins I've made, meaning like how you can do it as well. But then I love bringing on students, people who are part of Master Passive Income, to show you that regular, everyday people can do this. You can do this. In fact, you can even scale, not just getting started. Let's say you have two or three properties. We love showing you how to scale to where you get 20 and 30 and 40 properties, because that's what we do, is we build businesses that scale on their own, make us even more money. Now let's jump into today's show where I interview Juan Lizarrado. I think that's how you pronounce it. I apologize, Juan, if I butchered your name, but he is fantastic and I'm super glad to have his story so that you can get encouraged by it as well. All right, here we go. Today, I'm super pumped to be recording in the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference 2024. We're in St. Louis right now. We're literally in the Expo Hall where we have we have 40 sponsors and we have attendees walking all around. And I thought, why don't we do some podcast interviews? So we have a podcast booth set up. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see us at RubeCon right now recording. But I was doing another interview and then I saw somebody walk by and I was like, oh my goodness, you need to come and be a part of this interview with me. And so I brought on this gentleman who is a real estate investor who reached out to me on Instagram. We started chatting about his investing because listening to the podcast and getting all this great stuff that is like, you can do it, encouraging him to do it. And he said, you know what? I took action and now he's doing amazing in his real estate investing. Juan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited. I was not playing for these.
Well, you were walking by. I was like, oh, Juan, don't go anywhere in the middle of the interview.
Yeah.
Which probably you're going to hear that. Everybody's going to hear it on the last episode. But I was like, we have to share your story. You're just doing great. So you started, what got you to want, like, to that move forward in investing in real estate?
Just like, I have to take control of my life. So I have a good job, but if I don't work, I don't have income. And now I have a family, I have kids, so I have to provide for them. And I want to spend time with them. So like, it's really freedom to spend more time with the family, like with my fiance. We talk about it, like we want to be able to like travel and show them the world, but not be tied to our jobs. We work remote, so it's great, we're very blessed, but it's not the same freedom when you have to report to somebody else. So it's that freedom to be able to retire early and follow our dreams. So keep working on things, but things that we control. So that was like the biggest motivator for me.
I love it. How'd you find me in Master Passive Income?
So I thought about investing in real estate for like 6 years. And I was paralyzed because you have a lot of fears. I don't have enough money, or this is not for me, or I don't know how to do the numbers. I don't know what cash flow means. Like all these limiting thoughts that just paralyze you. So I wanted to do it. I want to get a rental. I would tell people I want it, but I would never do it. And now I say it. I could have done it years ago. But finally, in last year, March, pandemic is over, you know, things picked up, travel, everything. I'm like,
this
wow.
Is 2023 for
2023, yeah. March. I'm like at the gym working out. I was listening to some podcast about it. It was good content, but this was international. So I was like, it does not apply the same way. And it's moving really fast. So I was just looking in Spotify.
Yeah.
Real estate investing, and it came Master Passive Income. I didn't know it was the same thing. Yeah. I mean, about like real estate, but I opened it and I started listening to the first episode. It wasn't the first episode of the podcast, but it was the one you published that week.
Got it.
And it happened to be like a topic of what I was like wondering about in the moment, real estate investing out of state.
No way.
I think it was.
What you were wanting. It was that one.
I didn't know I could really do out of state, but I was just struggling because I when I was running numbers and things, learning a little bit more, I didn't know how to run numbers, but I was like, I live in Utah. Properties are very expensive. Rents won't make up for the payments. So, I'm never going to be an investor. But then I started listening to the podcast, and it was so engaging. So every time going to the gym, I was listening to it. When I was working, listening to it, like, I was obsessed. So I just devoured the content. 3 months later, I got your online class, the fundamentals, the foundations.
Yep.
I devoured that. I got the book. The Successfully Unemployed, I think, or it was one. I don't remember. I had it.
How to Quit Your Job with Rental Properties.
That one. That's the one.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
So I got that one, and then I just kept listening to the podcast and then consuming all the content for you. So I'm like, oh, I can ask questions now. And then those two things. So 6 months, like March until September. So in September, I'm like, okay, I'm going to build a business. I did it. And then in October, I was terrified, like, because I was like, no, this is not for me. This is out of state. I can't do this. This is not me. Like, this is terrifying. Like, I it's so far. How am I going to pull this off? But then I thought, like, no, this is happened for 6 years. Now I have the knowledge.
You have to do it, yeah.
And
I want to pause for a quick second and share that, honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that. And how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to Quit Your Job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
If Dustin, that's it, and all these investors you interview, they do it and they tell their stories. I'm like, I can do it. Let's do it. So September started, like, building.
So you came on the show already, so you, mm-hmm. you told the beginning, but since then you've grown.
Oh yeah.
So let's talk about, okay, how many properties do you have now? Like, how many units total?
So I have 3 properties that are all rented. So
yes.
When we talked last time, they were not rented, and one was being rehabbed.
Okay.
So they're all rented.
All 3 are rented.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Quickly share us, if you don't mind, and it's mm-hmm. okay if you don't, what's the passive income like?
Yeah, right. I mean, right now is great. So I get $34.50 in rents, and my, let's say, I call it gross cash flow. So my cash flow before reserves and vacancies is $1,500.
For 3 properties?
Yes.
What's
but
up,
my
dude?
But my cash flow to, like, come to the conference,
yes.
money to fund money or to reinvest in this money is fund money. invest learning money, because I'm learning here. $930.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's 3 units, or three properties.
Yeah.
Now you have more, don't you?
I'm working on 2 more right now,
okay.
Like working on the deals right now.
Yes.
So this one is off market,
okay.
Seller financing, which I learned from
great.
The podcast.
Yes.
So I don't know yet if it is going to pan out, but I'm working right now.
But you're moving forward every single step.
Like, yes.
You're not stopping.
Like right now, I'm doing, like, minutes ago, I was talking to one of the other people that came to the conference, and he happens to be also a lender, and we were talking about terms, and I'm closing on my cash out on one of my properties I think on Tuesday, and that's how I'm gonna fund the next properties. I want to buy 7 more this year, and I'm working on 4 and 5, and I see a path to do it. But with the conference, I'm like, wow, I can see
it. That's not even like, that's small. I think you could do more than that. I think this is, you're so much more than you can do. So if by the time you come around next year, so in 2025, we're going to be the same, Union Station, St. Louis here, April 10th through the 12th. If, one, by this time next year, you only have two properties, I will be surprised.
Oh, no, I won't have two. Yes. I'm going to have 10.
10 properties. Mm-hmm. Now, what we do is with goals is we, at least what I suggest is when I make a goal, I make one that's going to be very hard to attain. Let's say you want 10 properties mm-hmm. in by the time this happens next year. Well, if you want 10 properties and you don't do the work to get to 10 properties, then you're not going to ever get there. Mm-hmm. Meaning, let's say it's 10 properties. Well, in 12 months, you're going to need to get 10 properties. Well, every month, you better be closing a property. If 2 months comes and goes, well, that means a couple months, you're going to have to close two.
At the same time.
So right now, we got to start moving forward mm-hmm. with what we know we need to do in order to reach our goal.
Mm-hmm. And that's great advice, and that's what I'm learning here at the conference.
So what brought you to come to the conference, and like, what was it that got you over the hurdle to come to a conference and then put your, you know, time and money and effort to get around other people like this?
So the inspiration, so I hear about the conference from the podcast. So there was live episodes I listened to from last year. And for me, I thought like, oh yeah, someday I'll make it to a conference when I'm successful and all that. I never imagined, like, right now, like, I don't believe this story. I don't believe that I'm telling you, like, oh, I have three properties. I'm cash flowing $1,450, $930 to have fun. Like, I don't believe it when I'm saying it. It's just like, it's not, I mean, it's real, but
well,
I don't.
You sent me an Instagram image, screenshot of the rents coming in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, just imagine 6 years you were trying to do this or thinking about wanting to do it. And then now, so quickly, you have three properties and you're making, at, you know, at really good, let's say, no expenses, $1,500 a month.
It's just insane. Like, I don't believe it myself. I'm, like, still, like, dreaming. And now the first of the month is my favorite day of the month. Before it was not. Because, you know, that's when you pay your mortgage. But now it's like, wow, like, wake up. And now my escrow account from my property manager went up from, like, 500 I had there to like 4,500, 4,900. I'm like, it's just insane. So I'm like, wow, this is real. It's happening. And now I just want more. The conference, I didn't decide until like maybe 4 weeks ago, I think that's when I got the ticket. Yeah. I was like last minute.
Yep.
It was just like inspiration, like watching all the content, listening to the podcast, all their testimonials. And I'm like, wow, if I got this from a podcast, I just imagine what I can learn.
Right? Yes.
In person?
A free podcast gets you a lot. But if you actually put your money and time forward to do something like this, especially with somebody, like I'm the same person. You listen to my podcast, I try to be the exact same person you meet me in person and at my conference. I'm literally the exact same person. And so if you trust the person, you might as well try to put a little effort forward to get even more information, more content, more networking.
And I thought because there's like, we have some conferences in Utah for real estate. There's a lot of them, like there's three a year, there's one in a couple of weeks. And I saw them, but I was like, I have no connection to those. But this one is like, hey, this might be special because this podcast got me started. You created this community. You're one of many wonderful people. And I came here, and after the first day, so first and second day, it was like 7 a.m. till like 10 p.m. talking, but really the magic happens in the hallways.
Oh, totally.
And I've made some new friends, and they're in different paths. So talking to the big multimillionaires and talking to the people with seven properties, with three, the ones who are starting out. And from every single person, I have learned something new. And then I'm like, oh, I have these connections now. We exchange information, and I have grown. So like in 3 days, I'm like, it's just, I don't believe it. Like just the networking.
And what about the, yeah, 100% agree. What about the feeling of community, the feeling of people that just care about each other?
It's just amazing because you, like, everybody here is like we're connected. We're strangers. But I sit at a room and I sit next to somebody and we start talking. But we're connected because we're here, because we want something similar. And I learned like some of them that they're doing land flipping or all these things. I had no idea, but we have the same purpose, which is we want financial freedom. We want to create generational wealth for our families, for ourselves, and that connects us. But then there's this sense of community, and like we're here to help each other out.
Totally.
So I had like these. I've been talking a lot with the speakers. I didn't even know there were speakers. We were talking when I realized, like,
that,
oh wait,
that's well. Make highlight on that. Some conferences, most conferences, speakers fly in, do their talk, and they fly right back out. They don't. They're not. These are my friends, and basically, you and everybody else here, they get to come party with me and my friends. Like me and 55 of my friends, we're the ones having a fun party. You guys get to come along, and you get to hang out with everybody.
And they're so nice. Like. They were giving me advice. They were like, oh, yeah, like do this or think about this. Oh, when you get to this point, you do this. And, oh, you should consider this. Like, and I learned so much.
These guys and gals have worked so hard to get to where they are. They've learned so much. That's gold that they're giving you. Like, so much wisdom that
they
they're
made
you.
A little, like, Zach Zimmer?
Zach Zimmer,
I was talking with him yesterday, and then today at his talk, and like how he lost a lot of money last year. But then he was like, okay, don't do these things. You know? and I was just like, this is so valuable. Yeah. And this morning I was talking to Paul, and he was also giving, like we spent like 30 minutes talking. He was giving great advice. And I'm like, wow, when it gets there.
These people are so down to earth. And honestly, like they would not be here if they weren't. I've had to actively remove some people because I was like, you know what, you're just not the best fit, which is, it's okay. They're great for other conferences. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody's on the fence, Juan, of coming, joining the membership or, you know, being a part of Master Passive Income or even come to RubeCon, what would you say to them?
Don't doubt yourself, because that's a problem that like I still have. But if you start a path, you got to follow through. You're going to make mistakes. You're not going to get it right the first time. But those mistakes are going to teach you valuable lessons. It doesn't mean you're going to lose money, but you know, like with my first rent, my first property, I look back and I'm like, wow, I could have done so much better if I knew that what I know now 6 months later. But those were valuable lessons.
Oh, man.
And now I'm going to be doing and making better deals and build the business even better. And after this conference, I'm like, wow, I was doing all these things wrong. And now I'm learning so much more. So Don't be like me. Don't wait 6 years. Because in 6 years, you'll be like, oh, I should have started like 6 years ago.
You remember the quote that I love to I love to say is, when is the best time to plant a tree?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
20 years ago. The next best time is
today. Right now.
Uh-huh. You need to do it right now because you do not want to. So if you're listening to this and you're hearing Juan and myself talk about how we've taken action, how Juan's taken action, you do not want to think 20 years from now, man, I was listening to that Master Passive Income podcast and I should have done it 20 years ago. No, you want to instead be thinking, I'm so glad that I took action 20 years ago. I started working with Master Passive Income, started with a coaching, or I went to RubeCon just to see if it's possible, and then I get around the right people, and they help me to realize what's possible. Juan, this has been fantastic. I know you and I could keep talking forever, but I really, really appreciate time. Thank you so much for coming to RubeCon and also being a part of this amazing community. Like it's people like you that make this community so great. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. And I already made up my mind, like I'm coming back next year.
Yes. We'll see me and Juan next year, 2025, April 10th through the 12th. You guys need to be here.
Mm-hmm. We'll be here telling our story.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. RENTAL to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys. We'll see you in the next show. See ya.